Our text for consideration this morning is a bit later in the book of Exodus from the text that was read to you a moment ago from chapter 3. These verses come from chapter 6. It is the first 9 verses. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. For under compulsion he will let them go, and under compulsion he will drive them out of his land." God spoke further to Moses and said to him, "I am the Lord. And I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, Lord, I did not make myself known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they sojourned. Furthermore, I have heard the groaning of the sons of Israel because the Egyptians are holding them in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Say therefore to the sons of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from their bondage. I will also redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. Then I will take you for my people, and I will be your God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you to the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you for a possession. I am the Lord." So Moses spoke thus to the sons of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses on account of their despondency and cruel bondage. A lot of nice words coming from the Lord God Himself to the people of Israel. A lot of promises. A reminder to them that He does not forget the covenant that He made with Abraham and their ancestors. That even though they are in bondage now and suffering now, God is indeed going to take care of the situation for them. He is going to act on their behalf. Wonderful words. God even reminds them of His covenant name here. "I didn't even give this name, I am, to Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. They didn't know me by that name. You people do. Why? Because this is indeed my covenant name with you. And when that name is heard, you are to be reminded of the covenant that I am keeping." Wonderful words from God. So the people's reaction in verse 9 comes as somewhat of a surprise. They did not listen to Moses on account of their despondency and cruel bondage. The great and glorious promises of God are shrugged off by the people of God. Why? One simple reason, we are told. Their circumstances spoke to them louder. And it is to that voice, the voice of their circumstances, that they listened rather than to the great and glorious promises of God. How typical, isn't it? Unless we become far too quick this morning to point the finger at those people and say, "How could they?" we need to ask ourselves one simple question. How am I different? How am I any different than those people of Israel? Would I have reacted differently were I in their circumstances? And if I want to puff up with pride and say, "Yes, I would," well, all I got to do is look at myself and my day-to-day living when the troubles of life begin to pile up and things aren't going correctly, and ask ourselves the question, whose voice are we listening to? Whose voice am I listening to? The voice of my circumstances? Or am I listening to the voice of the Lord my God? And His promises to you and me are grand and glorious too. Who do we listen to? We become discouraged for one reason or another. Maybe physical pain. Maybe financial struggles. Maybe relationship struggles. Trials of all sorts greet us each and every day. And we become discouraged so easily. And that discouragement shows in how we react to things, how we react to people. Sometimes it even shows on our faces. That's the voice of circumstance that we listen to. And all that does, you see, is causes us to forget, to absolutely forget the grand and glorious promise of God, I am with you always. There is not one moment of your life that I am not with you. The voice of circumstance screams for our attention. And all too often we pay heed. We worry about so very many things in our day-to-day living. We worry about our health, our wealth, our popularity, our social standing, our position at work. We worry about what someone else might think of us. We worry about the way people treat us if we even open our mouths to mention anything about our faith to them. We worry about so very many things. That's the voice of circumstance. And that voice of circumstance drowns out in our lives the great and glorious promise, your Father knows exactly what you need. We're no different than those ancient people. We feel guilty. We feel guilty over something we've done, over something we've said. And we find it so very, very difficult to forgive ourselves because we have fallen off that steed that we have placed ourselves on, that pedestal that we have placed ourselves on. And that voice of circumstance shouts loudly to us and causes us to forget that great and glorious promise of Jesus Christ Himself, Father, forgive them. We're no different. So we do not point the finger at the children of Israel this morning. How could they? It is almost as if Jesus stands before us today and says, let he who is without this sin among you cast the first stone. We're no different. You know the story. God remembered His covenant. God acted on behalf of the children of Israel. God released them from their bondage. God took care of them, watched over them, their entire existence. And the good news is this, that even though I'm like them, God's promises are still true, even when I don't listen. In our text, He did what He promised to do anyway, whether they listened to Him or not. And in our daily living, He does what He has promised to do, whether we listen or not. He is with us always. He does supply our every need. He does daily and richly forgive me for all of my sin. God is true to His promise, to His promises. Our belief in those promises do not turn those promises on. Our unbelief in them does not turn them off. They are there regardless, and God is true to them. Which, when all is said and done, makes me, in the end, appreciate and cling to ever more firmly the gospel of Jesus Christ and the life that He has won for me, even though I did not deserve it. Amen.